to George. Sons of former slaves and the sons of former slave owners, will they be able to sit down together at the table of brotherhood? I have a dream that one day, even the state of Mississippi, a state sweltering with the heat of injustice, sweltering with the heat of oppression, be transformed into an oasis of freedom and justice. I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream today.
If necessary, we will take action on our own. You can never trust a Democrat. They don't have the guts. Republicans are like fire. Democrats like ash. A small wind can send them into the air easily. Ah. What? Are you worried to disgrace the blacks and that the future generations may say the black U.S. president was inefficient? Please don't bother yourself. Just don't forget where you live. What? Why the heck are you silent? I didn't come such a long way from the front line to negotiate with a silent black man. Look, man, out there in public I have to respect you, but not in here. Just answer my questions! Okay, that's what you want. Do you really think you're the decision maker? No problem. I guess we'd better review a couple of issues together. I thought you know the history of your country well, but no problem. If you ask me, pictures are much more effective than printouts. All right, looks like it's getting serious. In recent years, the relationship between our two countries have hit an all-time low. That damn nigger Susan Rice decides to leave the United Nations when I take the floor. You, yeah, you, refuse to meet me officially. The media are making fun of my painting and a lot more ridiculous stuff. But don't forget, now we need each other more than any other time. Look, the United States has seen many different presidents. The first was George Washington. The 16th was Abraham Lincoln. The 32nd was Roosevelt. The 35th, John F. Kennedy. The 37th, Nixon. The 42nd, Bill Clinton. And you are the 44th man. Can't you see? We have all kinds of presidents. I have no idea what is going on in your head, nor do I know which parallel you like. From 1, 16, 32, 35, 37, or 42. Just don't forget, we got plans for all of these parallels. Look, you're supposed to address the United Nations tomorrow. That wily Iranian is gonna make his address in the afternoon. I know exactly what's happened in the past few days, and I am not the only one who's worried about your actions. Just look at the Arab countries. They say we wish the US stood by us, just as Russia's been standing by the Syrian president, Bashar Assad. Don't worry, it's a matter of history. Don't forget our meeting, at this time right here. I am gonna prescribe some medicine which will make you speak. You should make one hell of a speech tomorrow.